Hey, it's Randy Miles on the phone with my friend Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, we're turning into a new year, and a lot of people make those New Year's resolutions. I stopped doing it years ago because I knew that my resolutions wouldn't last, you know, maybe 2 days.
Right. Yeah, the last New Year's resolution I made was not to make any more New Year's resolutions.
That you can stick to.
I got that one, yeah. No,
well, we're going to continue our series on financially healthy behaviors and kind of deep dive into what we talked about last week.
Yeah, last week we talked about one of the six financially healthy behaviors is plans and prioritizes. And I wanted to go a little more in depth to the planning part, because one of the things we talk about financial capabilities, one of the things you have to be capable of to be successful financially is what we call visioning and goal setting. The ability to be able to see your financial life, set goals, set a plan on how to get there. Now, how do you set a SMART goal? S-M-A-R-T, a SMART goal. You know, you can set a goal and say, I'm going to save some money this year. That's a goal.
Yeah.
It's admirable, but it's not a SMART goal. A SMART goal is specific, it's measurable, it's attainable, it's relevant, and it's timely. So to make that I'm going to save money next year a SMART goal, you would say, I'm going to save $100 a month, each month for the rest of the year. Now, that puts a time on it, it makes it measurable, and you'll know where you are. Here's the other thing. If you write it down, you're 47% more likely to achieve it.
Huh.
So what we want to encourage people to do is, once again, set those resolutions, set those goals if you want to, but make them SMART goals. They got to be specific, they got to be measurable, they got to be attainable, relevant, and timely. So once again, just not I'm going to lose weight, for example, but I'm going to lose a pound a week for a month.
Wow, I think I could do that.
There you go. But the things we know about goals is you got to put your nose to the grindstone and actually accomplish them. And we want to encourage people to go to the website. We actually spent some time on the last blog post on setting goals and planning and those kind of things and how to do it successfully. So go to moneysmartlife.org, take a look at the blog post, and continue with us on this journey on financially healthy behaviors.
Well, thank you so much, Mansa. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.